Who you got? It's option P, Alec. The title here is Brothers, but the fact is that it's true about people in general. It's true, I think, in Mitzvah, what we'll see is even with a person's own internal reality. You can be sometimes one type of person, perhaps another time another type of person. But certainly the starkest contrast appears is when we're talking about two separate people, in this case, brothers. First of all, Maze Adam, that's the first subsection here. Who is man? Who is man? What's man in his most rectified form? What is the fulfillment of his Tzelem Elokim? So we go back to Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu is being mispalled to the Ribbono Shalom before Esav's arrival. He says, Katontim kol chasadim kol emes, asher asisas avdecha, etc. In the Medrash, this is an explanation by the Imri Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes. Amar lezav ba'kana, eni kedai. The first mahalach in the Medrash says, eni kedai. Notice, katonti mikol chasadim. I've become, as it were, small from all the chesed that you've shown me. The first opinion in the Medrash says, I'm not worthy. That's where he starts. Rav Levi Amar, kedai ani, ava katonti. Rav Levi says, I am worthy, but you've shown me so much, so I've my as it were, my merit has been diminished because you've shown me so much. But he started off with, I am kedai. These are two different approaches. Ushnei Memes, says the Imremes, the east of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Like it says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. Man is created as an individual. And the Mishnah continues in Sanhedrin, Lefichach kol echad ve'echad chayv lomer bishvili nivra ha'olam. Each person it's incumbent upon him to say, bishvili nivra olam. Now, ordinarily we interpret bishvili as meaning for my sake, bishvili nivra olam. But here the Imri Emes is going to explain it differently. And the fact is, if I remember correctly, I think the Nefesh HaChaim, perhaps in the Ruach HaChaim, as Perashim Avos, brings from, I think, the Shlah, the same idea in Bishvili, not in necessarily in this Gemara, not in this Mishnah, but on regard to something else. But also this idea of Shvil. Shvil can also mean a path. A Shvil is a narrow path. Bishvil, a causeway. Adam, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Adam hu Miloshon Adameh. V'chein v'gam Miloshon Adameh le'elyon. The name Adam, as we will see, relates not only to earth, min Adama, but also Adameh, I will be similar to my creator. Kedi'isa b'kol simcha, he brings from Binyan Pshisch. Bishvili nivra olam hu miloshen shvil, shelechol echad yeh shvil miyuchad u'shlichus miyuchedes. Each person has a unique shvil, has a unique path, a unique form of service, of avoda, of the way he has been mekayim, his tzelem elokim. As we saw in the Medrash, there are those who start off with eni kedai, and those who start with kedai, ala katonti. I am worthwhile, but you show me so much favor, so much chesed, etc. The starting point is different. Maral says in Tiferes Yisrael, v'ata yesh lishol, v'chi kol shar ha-nimtsoim eina mina adama. And it's why is Adam called Adam, because mina adama, he was created from the adama. The animals also created from the adama. Right? Everything that was created from the adama should be called Adam. Aval inyan ha-adam, misyaches v'yoseir la-adama, but dafka Adam. And all of the animal kingdom was created from the adama. But only Adam does the name Adama have particular impact, import. V'zeki Adama hi miyuchedes b'zeh shehi b'koach v'yish ba yitziya lapoal. The earth is all potential. From the earth grows forth, from the earth, yes, flowers forth, everything. But in the state of Adama, it's potential. So to man is pure potential. V'zeu inyan ha'odam shubekoach v'yotze shleimuso el ha'poal v'lefichach shmo ra'ui lo. Adam is all potential. What will he make of himself? Of course, it's Siyata D'Shemayim, but if he makes no effort. Shiye mishtatif im adama shim yuchedes latzeis min ha'koach el ha'poal. So we have on the one hand, Adama le'elyon. I will be, as it were, similar to the Creator. I will guide, I will direct, I will create. Or, I'm from the Adama. I'm potential. Sometimes in the Adama things are very dark. Dark and dank. Sometimes one has to dig oneself out of the Adama. So let's see. Yosef. We saw in last week's Parsha, in Miketz. There we saw the two sons that Yosef had, Menashe and Ephraim. I'm not going to deal with the entire topic we dealt with it last week, to one degree or another. But in any event, it says with regard to Menashe. Vayikra Yosef eshema b'chua Menashe, ki noshani elokim eskol amaliv eskol beis avi. The Ksava Kabbalah that we saw last week taught us that Yosef is not saying, you know, good riddance to bad rubbish. I forgot about my father, I forgot about my family. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila paints a very unusual picture of us, for us, of Yosef. Yosef's deepest desire was to come and reveal himself to his father. He knew his father must be worried, etc. Or worse than that. But he knew it was incumbent upon him, and this is an idea that's brought up in the Rishonim, to fulfill these nevuos, to fulfill the prophecies that he experienced in his dreams. Not as a matter of hubris, not a matter of being full of himself, but he saw that this was something that was part of the destiny of Klal Yisrael. It had to be their entry into Golus in this fashion. So the statement of calling Menashe, ki nashani elokim eskola maliv, for Hashem has enabled me to, as it were, to remove from me, right, all of my travail, that's kol beis avi. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, what it means is that he has enabled me to overcome my circumstances. He's enabled me to cope with my circumstances. He's enabled me to go further and farther and not to be dragged down by my circumstances. I desperately want to reveal my whereabouts, my presence, my existence to my father, but I can't. And perhaps this would hamper me in the job description that I know that I need to fulfill. Hashem gave me the ability to cope. He enabled me to put this on the back burner so that it didn't preoccupy my mind, my heart, my very being constantly. My travail. Even when I was in the most difficult circumstances, when I was in the base of Soar, in the house of what do you call of Potiphar, etc., this was an ambience, this was a set of circumstances that was not to my liking. It was very difficult for me. But he didn't allow the circumstances to overcome me. I kept moving forward. I kept on doing what I needed to do, what I knew was right to do, what I know the Creator expected of me. I wasn't dragged down by my circumstances. This is a fascinating approach. And it as it were, it defines for us the constant positivity, the world of light that Yosef is always living in. The darkness, he'll never allow the darkness to permeate his world. Hashem gives him the strength, and that's what he wants to do, to continue doing what he knows Hashem wants him to do. He is a paragon of perfection. He's Yosef HaTzadik. Yehuda, on the other hand, is different. He extracts the light from the darkness. And here we have a Sfasemis on our Parsha. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Miloshen Hoda. Hu kol ish Yisrael. Hoda is a praise to Hashem, but Hoda is also admission. Admission. Dealing, struggling. Shamati me'adoni avi skeni mori v'rabi zeicha tzadik levracha l'chai lom haba, etc. So Asamas says he heard from the Chiddush Arim, his grandfather. Shenikru Yehudim al-shem shemodim la-shem yizbarach. Klal Yisrael, certainly from the time period of Bayasheni onward, Megillas Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, were called Yehudim. It's interesting. Bayas Rishon, Klal Yisrael is referred to as Ephraim, from Yosef. Bayasheni, Yehudim. Shenikru Yehudim al-shem shemodim la-shem yizbarach al-kol davar katan v'godol sh'yodim sh'akol mimenu yizbarach. The Yehudi is always, as it were, being moded to Hashem, that everything is from Hashem, everything is Hashem, everything is from Hashem. Difficult circumstances, he's focusing on admitting it's all from Hashem, giving thanks to Hashem, it's all from you, all from you. Again, look at the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is always given the ability to go forward, further, farther, higher, given the ability. And Yehuda is focused on more deeply admitting it's all from Hashem, more deeply recognizing it's all from Hashem. Even my mistakes. And in this way, he's able to come close to Hashem. This is the Eitzah of any Jew who is experiencing Tzar and Astaras Panim. Again, look at the difference. Yosef, given the ability not to focus on that, but only to focus on the future. By Yehuda, what should he do? And this is true for Kol Ish Yisrael. Ha'etzah li'izbatel l'rotzon Hashem Yisbarach. To negate oneself before the will of Hashem. Al'idei shemevarer ha'adam etzlo shegam betocha hester yeshchius mirotzon Hashem Yisbarach. That in the midst of the darkness, I know you're here, in the midst of the darkness, Yehuda is so experiencing the darkness. Yosef is, don't let the darkness permeate my atmosphere. Keep me in the light. And Yehuda experiences the darkness. And he says, I know you're here in the midst of the darkness. It's like the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zichat Zadavir Kodesh Levracha, would say, when the trains would come in from Hungary and the young men would come in off the trains, he said, do you believe that Hashem is here with us now? Also, do you believe this? You must know it. This is a man who lost his wife and 11 children. V'zeh v'yigash elav. The Pasuk says v'yigash elav. So, of course, the obvious is the v'yigash to Yosef. But it says hidden in that is Vayigash Elav Hashem Yisbarach, through the process of the way he turned towards Yosef and then said, it is my life that's forfeit. It is my life. I must give it to you that I should be your slave because I cannot return to my father. It's Vayigash Elav Hashem Yisbarach. To find Hashem Yisbarach in this moment of incredible darkness. The Gamki is the Nikra Hagoshel Yosef. Of course, it's the Pasuk speaking to Yosef. Yosef who had a kuda pnimius sheish Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Kasavti Mokam Acher. Fascinating. The turning towards Yosef, the admission, but he called that you are right, I am wrong, I need to be your slave, etc. Hashem has found Lakim Matzos Avon Avadecha. Right, Hashem has found our sin, whatever the reason is, but now what he called, but I need to become your slave, and Binyamin needs to go home with his brothers to his father, because his father will not survive if they return without Binyamin. This turning towards Yosef, who he doesn't know is Yosef, is also turning back to Hashem. Why? Because Yosef is always attached. He's always basking in the light. As difficult as it is, he's always just moving forward. Ube'emes haya az tsar ma'od liYehuda. Right? Yehuda doesn't have any nashani lakimis kol amaliv is beis avi. He doesn't have that. Yehuda is tsar ma'od. Oh, it's so painful. As he said, man omar, man edaber, man itzadok. Elokim batzah, son avon azecha. Avon avadecha. What can I say? There's nothing for me to say. He turned inward. There's nothing that Yehuda said now to Yosef that hadn't already been said to Yosef. It's as though he's repeating it to himself, expressing it towards Yosef. He's repeating it to himself. Leyos miusharin etzlo lekabel rasan Hashem yisbarach b'simcha. This is the situation. I took responsibility for my brother. I told my father I will not return without him. If I were to return without him, my father would die, and I would be considered a sinner both in this world and the next. And therefore, this is where I have to find Hashem here. I will fulfill my arvos, I will fulfill my co-signership, I will fulfill my responsibility. I will now become a slave to the end of my days. So he can be mekablet besimcha. He repeats it. Nothing new. And once a person has come to grips, once a person recognizes that his situation, that his circumstances, that the events that are, as it were, that are enveloping him are from Hashem Yisbarach, then Hashem is megalatim, the pnimius. Hashem reveals to him. Just as Avram Avinu, as Chazal tell us, he wandered about and saw Bira Dolekes, he saw everything in a world, right? Reality. And he's one piece of reality. He's one piece of reality. He's part of a bigger whole. And he sees that everything, as it were, goes through a cycle and then comes to end and leads to the next one, and the next one, the next one. Every cycle. The earth, to the vegetable kingdom, to the animal kingdom, to man, and then man, but other men, and other generations, and empires, etc. And it's all just one after the other. It's Bira Dolekes, like the Sfasema says, it's Lama Dalakta Acharai. It's one thing leading to the next, to the next, to the next. There's an order here. There's an order here. And as the Medrash says, Avram said, if there's a Bira Dolekes, if there's light in this manor, in this castle, if there's light here, there's direction here, I don't understand 100%, but I see that everything is going someplace, and I feel that I'm a piece of one small piece. I am real. I know I'm real. I'm one piece of a bigger reality. There must be a Balabira. He went as far as he could go, and Hashem spoke to him. Ani Balabira, as the Medrash says, I'm the master of this castle. I'm the master of this world. Ani Balabira. Hetzi Tzalav Balabira. Kosh Baruch Hu peers out from behind the wall that hides his presence. Hetzi Tzalav Balabira. Ani Balabira. Lech Lecha. Just like that's true with Avram in his search for faith, so too it's true for every Jew as he struggles through the darkness, like Yehuda, right? Yehuda struggling through the darkness, repeating to himself, this is what I need to do, this is what I'm doing, and this is the Ratzon Hashem, and this is how I'm attaching myself to Hashem. He gets that point, and the truth is revealed by the Jewish people. This is our destiny. Am holchim b'choshech. We travel through the darkness, going towards the or, at the end, ro'u or gadol. At the end, you see a great light. You're struggling in the darkness to see the light, and eventually Hashem reveals himself to you. Reveals himself to the Jewish people. Revealed himself to Yehuda. Chasiv, at that point, when Yehuda reached the end, he got the clarity. This is what I must do. This is the Ratzon Hashem. This is my shvil. This is my pathway of attachment. Bishvili nivra olam. This is my path. This is what I must do. This is my destiny. This is what binds me to Hashem. This is what I was brought to this world for. Uchsiv. And right after that it says, Lo yachol Yosef, shua pnimius lis'apek v'nisgala pnimius. Yosef no longer maintains the mirage, the image of his being the viceroy of Egypt. He revealed himself, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. It is me. I'm Yosef. I'm your brother. Is my father still alive? The Medrash, I think, sums up what we just discussed here, the Sfasemis has told us, and what we saw before with regard to Yosef. The Medrash discusses this, I think, in a very concise fashion. Deep still waters are the Eitza, the direction of a person's, yeah, inner world, Belev Ish, in his heart. And a person understands Tuna, he has the capacity to understand one thing from the next. The difficult trip down the dark, dark causeway. Yeah, Yedlena, he will, as it were, plumb the depths. He will bring up the waters from the depths of that heart, right? That is so, so pristine, so clear. Yehuda will draw the waters out of the deep well known as Yosef. Says the Medrash, what's it comparable to? Ve'er amuka, to a deep well, malea tzonin, filled with cool water, by yomeim of tzonanim v'yafim, the water was cool and delicious. V'lo'aysa biria yachol lishtosim, but no one else could drink it. Ha'tshabai echad v'kosher chevel b'chevel, until one person came along and tied a rope to a rope and a strap to a strap, right, and a string to a string and a belt to a belt. The shasa, he lowered the bucket into the well and drew water from it. The shasa, his chila, kol dolim himeno. Then everybody else was able to follow suit. Kachlo, izaz Yosef, meshiv li Yosef. Izaz Yehuda, I'm sorry, meshiv li Yosef. I must take the place of Binyamin. I have to. I took responsibility for Binyamin. I said to my father, I will be a sinner, right, in your eyes in this world and in the next world. I cannot return to my father without Binyamin. If he sees the brothers return without Binyamin, he will die. Meshiv Yosef, davar al davar ad she'amar al libo. He reached his heart. Two different paths. The path of Yosef, where everything is clear. And if he feels the darkness is trying to encroach, he says, Hashem, please give me the capacity. It shouldn't bother me. Keep on going. Always with simcha, always with light. And then there's Yehuda, struggling through the darkness, revealing the light in the darkness, coming to grips with his circumstances. And then they meet. In here, Vayomer Yosef el Echav, Ani Yosef od Avichai. I am Yosef, as my father is still alive. Lo yachlu echav la'anoso so ki nivhalu mipanav. They could not answer him. They were completely blown away, totally discomforted, standing in his presence. Vayomer Yosef el Echav, gshu anai lai ve'yigosho v'yom ani Yosef achichem, ashem echartem osi Mitzrayim. I am your brother Yosef, whom you sold to Mitzrayim. V'ato al te'atzfu. Don't be saddened. V'al'yichar b'neichem, don't be vexed. Ki mechartem osiyena, that you sold me here. Ki lemichya shlachani elokim lifneichem. For Hashem has sent me here. Yeah, to be a source of sustenance for the entire family. V'pasuk says the Svasemis once again. Lo yoch le'echav nivalu ani Yosef achichem. Right? They couldn't react. Right? They couldn't react. The way the Sfas explains his psukim here is that you would think, well, why is he reminding them if he wants the conciliation over here? Why is he reminding them that they sold him? Right? I mean, if you want to say that he wants to stick it to them, that's fine, but I doubt that what he wants to do at this point. Right? Says the Sfas, he was explaining to them that you think that perhaps, had you not sold me, right, perhaps I would have been even greater than I am. It's because you sold me. Because you sold me. Kimachartem osihena. That's what made me the person that I am today. Ubazeh sar mehem atzar shechoshu ki'im haya etzel aviv haya godol b'tzidkoso yosra avolochen haya kanal. V'ne'emar achakach debru achav ito. As a result of Yosef, as it were, revealing himself to his brothers now, and telling them, right, it's min hashamayim. Again, this doesn't excuse them, but this is his attitude towards it. Right? Ki marchartim osihina ki lemichya shlachani elokim lefneichem. Hashem has sent me here to be a great salvation for all of us. And then afterwards, dibru echav ito, his brothers were able to speak to him. Klapei mashenema b'lo yachlu dabro l'shalom. Back in Parshas Vayeshev, where we began the entire story, lo yachlu dabro l'shalom. They couldn't speak to him. They couldn't speak to him in peace. The enmity, the jealousy, the hatred was visceral. They couldn't speak to each other. Certainly from the brothers towards Yosef. Ata dibru imo v'sorem yem kinas Yosef. Now they could speak with him, they were no longer jealous. V'emes ki kina lo shayach al odom ha-sholem b'tikun madragoso. If a person has totally perfected himself, it's not shayach for someone else to be jealous of him. Ki kol echad nivra b'madrega hamiyuchedes lo markina shayach b'zeh. Because in the perfected individual, it's so exceedingly clear that that person is fulfilling the job description that Hashem sent him down to this earth. What is it to be jealous of? This is what Hashem wants for him. He didn't take it from me. There's nothing for me to be jealous of. This is what Hashem sent him for. Bishvili nivra olam. This is the shvil. This is the path for which I was created, for why I came to this world. But before the tzaddik has completed himself, so it's not so clear to the outside. But the tzaddik has totally rectified himself and raised himself up onto a new plateau. It's not so clear to the people on the outside. And then there can be jealousy, and that's what happened in Parshas Vayeshev. But here it becomes so incredibly clear. Why? Because Yosef has indeed reached the height of his madrega, of his level. Before then, it's possible to have kina. That's why we say in the future, when everything is rectified, when each person has fulfilled the job description of his shvil, of his pathway, from heaven down to earth. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, and then the kina in Ephraim's midst will leave. Fascinating. We have two different paths in front of us. Like I said, you might even find it in individual people. One path one day, one path another day, or perhaps different junctures in life. I don't know. That's because we're a big mishmash nowadays. But certainly you have people whose one derech is more Yosef-like derech, one derech is a more Yehuda-like derech. But all this is true, but I still have to keep my eyes open. I can't be so totally wedded to my path that I'm oblivious as to what's transpiring. And this is a fascinating idea here. In Miketz, Yaakov told the brothers that Binyamin will not go down with them to Mitzrayim. My son, Binyamin, will not go down with you. They came back. They said, we can't go back. Shimon's still there. We won't be able to get any more food. Shimon is still in Mitzrayim. Unless you send Binyamin with us. No, no, no way. Reuven makes an offer. Yaakov says, no way, I'm not sending him with you. Lo yeri b'ni imachem. Yachiv meis. V'hu levado nishar. His brother's already died. I.e., Yosef, as far as he's concerned. Ukro, a son, and some calamity might befall him, baderach ha-shatilchu ba-avaratem es-tevasiv bi-agon sha'ola. Early in Parshas Vayeshev, we had Avil sha'ola. Right? Avil sha'ola. Avil. Now we have Yagon. Ulekachtem mamizeh mi'im panai v'karo, a son, v'aratem es-tevasiv bi-ra sha'ola. Yigash. This is what Yehuda reports to Yosef. It's what his father said. The Ra here is that he's going to die. He's going to die. He won't be able to manage seeing us come back without Binyamin. It's not just he'll be an Avelus like he was for Yosef. Like Yaakov himself said about Avelus. He won't be able to survive it. He'll feel so totally responsible for all of his calamity. He'll feel so totally, right, of the opinion that he has failed in his job description, that he'll die. HaMikdover says precisely the points I'm just mentioning before. But Yosef just said, Avel, I'll be a state of avel, a state of mourning until my death. But he talks about Yagon, or like it's referred to in Vayigash, V'rah Sha'ola, my death will be hastened. When Yosef heard this, he could not reveal himself. He wanted those nevuahs to be fulfilled, even if it was painful for him, and even if he knew it was painful for his father. But to kill his father? I have to stop. This is Sakonis and Foshos. Says Sfasemis. Right? Says Sfasemis. This is, again, this is something to always be aware. Even if you have your own derech, and someone else has got their derech, But it's not just east is east and west, and never shall twain shall meet. A person has to be aware of where the other person is as well. Says the Sfas Emes, how do you know? Right? Be'osves ha'ein anar v'meis. Mention the idea of Yagon. I was able to draw that conclusion that the Yagon over here would be to such a point that he would die. V'koshim min alel Yehudir sh'yomus k'shira she'ein anar. V'nir sh'lom ezev imasha omar lahem Yaakov v'kel shadai yitin lachem rachamim. Before he sent him back down to Mitzrayim, this final time, he says, Mekel Shaka, I give you Rachamim. And Pirush Rashi explains over there, well, he used the terminology, Kel Shaki, Misha Amr Lolom will die, Yomr will die, Litzorosai. The one who said to the world that it shouldn't expand anymore, the Shem Shakai, the Shem Shakai, the Shem Shakai. We know the Mor Chagiga says, the Shem Shakai, Shah, Alvalbai, die, tells us, Amr Lolom will die. There are different ways to explain it, but the way that's relevant over here is the world, as the Gemara in Chagiga says, is expanding, right? Like the two sides of a weaver's loom. The bolt of cloth is getting bigger and 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 bigger. And Hashem says, die, no more. Again, there's different ways to explain it, but with what we're doing now. The physicality can't become so much, or otherwise no one will be able to find the string to be able to return it back to its source. This is enough physicality. Beyond this is not possible. People won't be able to find their ways out, way out of the maze. When Yaakov uses this terminology, Misha Olomo, Lo Olomo Dai, Yomer Tzarosai Dai, Yaakov is saying, I don't think I can go further. I don't think I can bear more darkness. If more darkness comes, I think I'll be so convinced that I failed, I'll die. I will die. The expansion, as it were, the hiddenness can't get too much. Just like physicality couldn't be too much, otherwise no one would be able to find the spiritual kernel that's behind all of the physicality in the creation of the world. So too Yaakov Avinu says now, the Tzaras, as I see it, have gotten for me, right? I don't think I can survive. Yaakov Avashalom, Mahaya Omer Kein, Lulesh Yoda Kinafshohu. He would never have said this if he didn't know that his very life depended upon it. That's why he said, Kel Shakai. That's why Yehuda knew that if he comes back with Binyamin, Yaakov will die. And that's why Yosef, paying attention to what Yehuda was saying, even though he wanted the Nevuos to be revealed, once again, not to be able to write that down on his resume, on his CV, because he knew that was for the need of the Jewish people, but that doesn't excuse a person from being a participant in someone else's demise. Especially not your father. Further, just a few more points. After Yosef reveals himself, now it's time to send for their father to come down to Mitzrayim. So it says that if Vaydavar Elav is called Divrei Yosef, Asher Diber Aleihem, Yosef, in turn, sent Agolos, wagons, with his brothers. Brothers returned to Eretz Canaan. They speak to Yaakov. They tell him over all the words of Yosef. Asher Diber Aleihem Vayar Es Agolos Asher Sholach Yosef. And Yaakov saw the wagons, the covered wagons, that were sent by Yosef. Laseis Oso Vatchiruach Yaakov Abim. And Yaakov's spirit revived. Ruach HaKodesh returned to him. So we're mostly familiar with the idea that Agolos is being a symbol of Egla Rufa. That was the last piece of Torah that Yosef learned together with Yaakov, and it shows that Yaakov's escort of Yosef, just as the mitzvah of Levaya to escort a person after he's been your guest, so that you make sure that he's safe and you show that he is valued, he is important as you escort him, that's what protects him by your making that implicit statement that he is an Adam Choshuv, you escort him. And so too Yosef was being ramis to his father that the Torah that they'd shared is what protected him all these years. But there's another parish as well. And for our purposes over here, that's the one we're going to use. The Daskenim says, V'yish omish haya osing be'egla agola shemosheches be'korom Bekasher l'shnei perushim l'mefarish agolos l'shon agolos l'chein yira bekasher agolos hamishkan t'chsiv sheish egolos tzav. Brings down another perush that the agolos were a remez to the egolos tzav, to the covered wagons that the Nesiim brought in Parshas Naso as part of the inaugural process, the inaugural dedication of the Mishkan. And there it says in Bamidbar Perek Zayin, Vayaviu es korbanam lifnei Hashem sheish egolos tzav, shnei asar vakar, six, right, 12 Nesiim, altogether brought 12 agolos, right? Six agolos, to be drawn each by two oxen. Six agolos. It says Zefarno, why one agola for two Nesiim? 12 Nesiim, only six agolos. Agola shnei Nesiim, why la'os achva b'neim, to show the brotherhood between them? Ashebayu ru'uyim shetishra shechina b'neim, because this is the foundation. When the Jewish people are fused to one another, each person recognizes the other one has a different shvil, a different passageway that connects him to heaven, a different job description. When everybody realizes that, then there's achva b'neim, yiruim shetishra shechina b'neim. Then the word that the shechina should rest upon them, as it says, v'hi bishurim melech b'sasef v'asheom yachad, right? Yachad shivtei Yisrael. So we've seen different paths, all being mechalim l'shem shamayim. While one follows one's path in a dedicated fashion, one needs to keep one's eyes open to make sure that his path is appropriate for the situation and make sure that it's not damaging somebody else. And then ultimately, when we overcome all the differences between us, that's when the Shekhinah will rest upon us once again. We should be zochah to it. B'mir b'yameinu. Amen.